Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Howdy, and welcome to WikiShuffle episode 95. My name's Jack, I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And Philip.
Hello.
And we are here to tell you all about things on Wikipedia, but what are they? We don't know yet. That's the premise of the show. Phil, what's happening in your life? Nothing. Chris?
I am beautiful now.
You're beautiful now?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was waxed in the name of cancer. Not for cancer.
Not for cancer, against cancer.
Against cancer.
Okay, I got waxed for cancer.
Yeah, that sounds right. But yeah, I'm all lovely and waxed. Do you want to feel my legs?
I do, yeah. I absolutely do. Here we go. Oh, that's
smooth.
Oh, you're like a lady.
I know. And I was looking down at them, and I thought, oh, my legs are
do you feel
pretty
sexy?
Good. I do feel sexy. I'm the new Elle McPherson.
Yep. Someone at work put like Barbie pink lipstick on me yesterday and I felt a bit sexy.
It does, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I felt a bit sexy. Also, whenever I put long johns on because they're a bit like tights, I feel a bit sexy.
When do you put long johns on?
Because
if I said that I put long johns on, I would never hear the end of it.
You just sort of accept that you do that.
Yeah, it's just standard.
I don't.
No, because sometimes
one of those
you go,
big hats like an elf.
If you like, you know you're going to be outside all day in the winter, stick some long johns on. Sort your right out.
I don't own any long johns.
We didn't say you did.
No, but even if I used the word long john, that would have been enough. I'd have been castigated. And yet
defensive.
You routinely wear long johns like a 19th century prospector. Have you got the button-down pouch at the back so that you can go for a poo?
No.
I bet you have.
No, I haven't.
The window.
Anyway, this isn't about you. This is about Chris's legs.
Window.
Chris, did it hurt a lot?
It hurt a bit. More than I thought, but not too bad. I think we got £200 for that, but 400 odds in the overall total. So cancer's done now. It's gone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, good on
I'm
you.
Really grateful. I'm
glad I did it.
Because I shaved off my beard this time last year. Again,
as we discussed on the podcast,
well,
I think.
As we did, yeah, because I got some support from the podcast. And yeah, I thought that I'd done for cancer.
We keep giving it these hair sacrifices.
Yeah, but cancer stuck around.
Mm. Maybe
now
this will do it.
Now you've seen it away.
Has it got stronger in the last year? It feels to me like there's been more cancer around.
It's felt.
Have you empowered it?
I don't think I was empowered. I definitely wasn't empowering cancer.
Is hair like where it wants?
It might actually be. We might be inadvertently powering up.
Shit.
Sacrificing to
levelling up cancer.
Anyway, so I was walking out of work yesterday with my sexy legs, had my shorts on.
And you felt good.
And I felt good.
Oh, you had your shorts on. You're showing your sexy legs to the whole world.
Yeah, I had to. And I was, you know, walked out of the office shaking my hair like I was in a body form advert or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Got in my car and felt beautiful all day. This morning, I decided I was hungry, so I went to KFC.
Oh, never go to KFC. This morning?
Yeah.
KFC. What time did you go to KFC?
Oh, I was like 11.
Oh,
I was really hungry. So, I just had a craving for chicken, so I went and got some chicken and sat in my car and ate it. And then I thought, oh, I'm ruining this. So my modelling career's starting out well. Yeah, so I feel awful.
And you said you felt a bit ill.
That's
that?
The chicken. It's a morning chicken.
It's more morning.
So the modelling career is
no
not
good.
I don't know. My manager's not going to be happy.
This is what happens now that you've done. Now that you've got a car, you would never have gone to KFC before because you live a million miles away from a KFC.
Yeah.
But now you go and sit in your car outside KFC eating chicken at 11 a.m.
stroking your legs.
Like that's a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
Have you found yourself stroking your shins more than
all
you
the time?
Would normally? All the time?
I've done it a lot, yeah. It's quite a nice feeling.
Because we didn't get, when we did the waxing, because I was a part of the wax committee, we didn't do a particularly great job. There's still big patches of your lower leg that are still hairy.
The main waxer was pretty diligent on the front. The back's only got a look in. So they're a bit patchy on the back. So from the front, Em McPherson. Uh-huh. From the back.
Jeff Capes.
Yeah.
Everyone's ideal woman. Right.
The most remarkable thing, as I bore witness to this, and I do, well, I will give you some audio so you can clip some of that in, although he didn't make enough noise to really register, but there's, there's a couple of bits where you tell Amanda to fuck off is very entertaining. the noticeable thing to me was you have one knee that is much, much hairier than the other.
We all do. It's a Wallace family trait.
Really?
What? Just one big hairy knee.
Is that real?
No, of course it's not.
Might be.
It might be. Well, weird genuinely, you've genuinely got one knee. Not now. Now yeah. they have reached parity. But you have your left knee is significantly hairier than your right knee. Is that something you were aware of before?
Nope.
It's not something I have noticed in
a something before. I can add to my big list of reasons why I don't want to go into the beach. So, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Remember when your knees got burnt? Ooh. That was a great day. I mean, they looked sore.
Oh, I had such angry knees that day.
Your shin's fine. Mm. Your knees, though. Whew.
Bad times.
Some of our listeners may have heard about this already, but because I posted it on Twitter. But I stumbled past a restaurant in our hometown of Corby called The Barrel Restaurant. And if you listened last week, you'll know that Chris invented a barrel
restaurant. Yeah, it's this barrel system. And I invented the whole barrel system, the barrel way of life.
Uh-huh. So what have you ever noticed that restaurant before? Because I've driven past a lot, but I think my eyes are always drawn to the shop next to it, which is called, like, Big Sam or something. And I think, Sam Allardyce. Or, like, Market Sam or Mini Sam or something. Something that makes me think of Sam Allardyce.
Because
it's a huge, huge sign. But, yeah, and then I was just walking past, and you have more time to look when you're walking, and it's sort of bloody hell. And it's a restaurant called Barrel Restaurant, and it has pictures of barrels on the front. No food. Barrels.
So is it my idea? So
I don't know.
It must be new.
I think it must be. But it's Portuguese. So do you know if this is a thing in Portugal? Some sort of barrel
not
system?
Not that I'm aware of. They've spelt barrel incorrectly. Well, incorrectly for English.
Probably okay for Portuguese, so I'm going to let them off. But I didn't get a sense of whether it's food from barrels. You just scoop.
It seems unlikely.
I think it might be unlikely. If Chris thought of it, then it makes sense that someone else could think of it independently.
Well, no, because Chris only thought of it last week.
No, and I've been working on this for years, Phil.
I was going to say that you've got an advanced mind and that you came up with this long before little people could ever have got there. So the suggestion that somebody else out there might be working to your level of creativity and
maybe
ingenuity,
we're collaborating.
Maybe. I mean, it doesn't sound like that because you've just said you've never heard of this place.
Maybe it's a secret.
A secret from you.
Well, then sure.
You're not part of the collaboration, but you're in on the collaboration.
Maybe.
Okay, well, we do have Portuguese listeners, so if there's any Portuguesers out there that want to write in and tell us about your barrel restaurant.
There must be a reason for it. It's not.
Why would there be? What? Like, there's literally on one side of the poster, there's one side of the sign, there's a picture of one barrel, and on the other side, there's a picture of maybe 12 barrels, smaller barrels.
Like a buffet?
Well, no, like some barrels. But I really want to get to the bottom of it.
Barrel?
You know what, we're there.
We're 95 episodes in. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I might ring them up and find out, and they'll record the phone call for the podcast.
Why don't we just do it now?
We could go.
Should we do it now?
Just do it now.
That's crazy talk.
Just ring them up. They're going to be open.
They are. I could put this on speaker.
Yeah.
All right. I'll find their... Oh, look. Barrel Restaurant. I put into Google and it said it comes up on the autocomplete with Barrel Restaurant Madrid, Barrel Restaurant Tenerife.
It's a chain.
Something's going on.
There is a system here.
Perhaps Barrel's just a surname.
Oh, it's called O Barrel.
Oh, Barrel.
Oh, Barrel. it's on the Facebook.
Like Yo Sushi.
Like Yo Sushi, but this time it's barrels instead of sushi. all right, cool. Okay, should I ring it?
What am I going to say?
Your idea.
See if you can pick a table and see what's available.
I don't want to book a table.
Well, no, then we'll say I'll change the mind. That's it. We'll just waste their time.
I'm not wasting
time.
I don't
know what you mean.
I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to ask what's the deal with the barrel.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to say.
Ask them what sort of food they serve, and is it in a barrel?
I'm not. Right, I'll pass it to you, and you can Skip it in a barrel. Oh, yeah, because that'd be stupid. You don't want to, yeah. Right, you might not be able to hear this on the podcast, but we'll give it a go. Oh, I need to take my phone off of airplane mode. This is tense.
It's 25 to 6 on a Saturday night. They can't not answer at 25 to 6 on a Saturday night.
You know, be very busy. Just
fell in the background.
Just wasting their time on the busiest night of their week. They're the barrel people aren't answering. This is really disappointing.
Oh. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. We could have been a booking for a party of 15.
We could have.
We're missing out. We could have got through like three barrels worth.
Look how many scoops that'd be.
Yeah.
I've given up.
Oh, wow.
Maybe next week. Or maybe we'll try at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. What kind of restaurant isn't open at 5:30 on a Saturday? Or at least ready to take bookings?
It says it's a restaurant on a sign, but then underneath it says it's like a coffee place. Espresso bar, I think it said.
Oh, so could it be like just a daytime thing and we're too late for them?
Maybe. But we normally record in the mornings most of the time, so next week
we'll get to the bottom of it.
We'll get to the bottom of the barrel.
Mm.
Finally.
Yeah.
All right, should we do a wiki shuffle?
Yes.
Yeah. Kasumazu. Kasumazu. Gives the Scandinavian pronunciation, which is Kasumatsu. So maybe I should be Kasumatsu.
Does that make it better?
Basically the same. Also Sardinian.
I'm not convinced anything could make this better. Also called Kasumod, Kasukandidu, and Kasufrazigu. In Sardinian or in Italian, formaggio marcio. Now, the Italian, you might recognise the word formaggio.
Is it a song?
No. Formaggio is cheese.
And
literally, it translates into English as...
Oh, Casu house. Cheese house.
Cheese, yep. Cheese house.
Done.
Nice one. Yeah. We got it. We cracked it.
Right open.
Cheese house.
No. Rotten or putrid cheese.
Oh.
It is a traditional Sardinian... sorry, I said it was Scandinavian pronunciation.
Yeah, we picked you up on it.
We didn't take any notice.
No. I was just ploughing through.
Uh-huh.
I had to pronounce some hard words. It's a traditional Sardinian sheep milk cheese, notable for containing live insect... Notable for containing live insect larvae.
Oh.
Brackets, maggots.
Just take them out.
Yeah, take them out. No, I still wouldn't eat it.
Although found in the island of Sardinia, a variety of this cheese is also found in the nearby Corsica, where it goes by the name of Kasumatsu.
Yes.
So we're talking maggot cheese, everybody. I hope you've had your dinner.
I just said I felt sick about the chicken, the morning chicken.
And
that wasn't your dinner, that was breakfast.
You get to look at some maggoty cheese. So there's a picture of the Kasumatsu.
Sorry, just, I don't mean to derail us too early, but Chris, what did you actually have from KFC at 11? Because if you had like a zinger, you had a zinger.
Yeah. 11 a.m. zinger.
Oh, Chris, mate.
It was raining as well. It was like, you remember how it was really raining this morning?
I remember.
It was tipping it down and I went in. And the woman behind the counter said, I said, I want a zinger. And she went, she gave me a look of, I'm covered in, I'm like dripping wet.
You went in?
I had to go in and ask for it. It wasn't a drive through one in Macabre.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mate.
So I went in.
At least you have some form of anonymity when you're in the car, but...
And I had to spicy hot wings.
Who else? Hot wings and a zinger at 11 a.m.
And chips.
Obviously.
Who else was in the KFC? Why do they even open at that time? Because they don't do a breakfast, do they?
Well, they do.
Well, that is, well, yes, I suppose. Yeah.
So if you want breakfast chicken, some people do. I did. I regret it.
Was there anybody else in there also eating breakfast chicken?
No. I think I was the first customer. It was fresh. I was the first chicken man of the day. No, I regret it, though. I'll never do it again.
I don't believe you. Back to the cheese. It looks... I mean, it looks fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even if I hadn't already known the fact that it's got maggots squirming around inside it, it looks horrible. It looks like a really old bath sponge.
Yeah, I've Google imaged it and had a look at all the different types of maggoty cheese. And it's like a big... It's like a big Yorkshire pudding filled with macaroni cheese. But the macaroni isn't macaroni, it's maggots.
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Well, where do you stand as a veggie?
That's a good point,
Would you eat this cheese?
I can't, we haven't worked out yet whether you're actually supposed to eat the... Are you supposed to eat the maggots? Or do you remove them to one side? And is that just a risk rather than what you're actually going for?
I remember seeing something about this on, like, Saturday Kitchen or whatever. And what's his name? What's this?
Tim Lovejoy.
No. That's the Sunday one. This was Rick Stein wandering around Italy, and he stumbled upon some gross cheese, and he ate a bit, and there was maggots in it, and they didn't seem to care. I didn't know it was this cheese, but thinking about it, it probably was.
Cheese is gross, isn't it?
If you think about it too hard, but if you don't think about it, it's one of the best things in the world.
Like black pudding. That's pretty gross.
Black pudding doesn't put me off, though, because blood is tasty. We've been over this.
Oh, we have. We've done a whole thing on this.
But cheese, nah. I'd rather blood than cheese.
Do you not like cheese?
I like cheese, but I've not really tried any of the stinkier varieties.
Yeah, what kind of cheeses are we talking about here? You like...
64 slices of American processed cheese.
Dairy Lee.
Yeah, you like American
cheese. Dairy
Lee. Oh, I do love a Dunker.
Berry, Baby Bell. The cheese you get on... cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
You take that off.
That's just another slice of American cheese.
Yeah, but it's like McDonald's American cheese. I like cheese on toast.
Yeah, but that's...
Pizza cheese?
That's not a type of cheese. Neither of those are types of cheese.
Pizza cheese is my favourite cheese, actually.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, but then sometimes you get one with four cheeses on and it's not as good. I prefer to stick to pizza cheese than the four cheeses.
That's good. As mild as humanly possible.
No, I quite like extra mature cheddar.
Oh. What about a red Leicester?
I've had that, and I've had it like just because there's been no cheddar about, and it's been like, it's okay. But it's no Dairy Lee.
It's like being on Saturday Kitchen.
No Dairy Lee. I can't.
Why don't you like Dairy Lee?
It's fine, I suppose. I mean, it's just when we're talking about what's your favourite type of cheese, you've got to worry about anybody that answers Dairy Lee.
Laughing cow.
I don't like...
Philadelphia.
Oh. Tell you what I don't like about Philadelphia.
The fucking adverts.
The advert and the layer. You get like a little fat layer over the top. That's
yeah, you just got to mix it in. Sometimes the peanut butter separates, but you just got to think, hey, it's peanut butter. Let's just give it a stir and eat
it. Maybe peanut butter. I've never had peanut butter separate.
Yeah.
Do you keep it in the cupboard rather than the fridge?
Who keeps in the fridge?
What kind of keep it in the fridge?
Oh my god, you're such a paedophile. Who keeps peanut butter in the fridge?
Anybody that
wants
it to not separate, I would imagine. My peanut butter has never separated.
It must be hard. How do you spread it?
Well, you got the toast warmth does that for you.
No, it doesn't. Oh, Phil. What is wrong with you?
I haven't got separated peanut butter.
It's happened like three times ever. It's just a bit of oil on top. It just separates. But it's no bother.
Seems like the kind of thing that would really gross you out.
No, it doesn't. It's peanut butter. What could possibly gross me out about peanut butter, apart from putting it in the fridge like some sort of freak?
I keep my peanut butter in the fridge. I'm not apologising for it.
Do you get peanut butter in the fridge in supermarkets, or do you get it on a shelf?
No, but there's lots of things that don't start off in the fridge that then belong in the fridge.
This is
but peanut butter isn't one of them.
Well, I think it is, because I don't want it to
separate.
Ketchup
you could have an argument for. Eggs you could have an argument for.
No, you don't need to keep eggs in the fridge.
I know, but I'd give you eggs more than I would... If you don't need to keep eggs in the fridge, why are you keeping... Forget it. I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
Is that the straw?
That's the straw.
I always thought the straw would come from Chris.
I'm still here. I've known him longer than you, and I don't know what I've done.
Kasumatsu is created by leaving whole pecorino cheeses outside with part of the rind removed to allow the eggs of the cheese fly. Mm. How can there be a cheese fly? Cheese hasn't been around long enough for a cheese fly to have evolved. That doesn't make any sense. Of the cheese fly, Piophila cassii, to be laid in the cheese. A female P. cassii can lay more than 500 eggs at a time.
Ooh. I don't know why I was like really impressed.
little balls of eggs, flying egg balls, aren't they? The eggs hatch and the larvae begin to eat through the cheese. The acid from the maggot's digestive system breaks down the cheese's fats, making the texture of the cheese very soft. By the time it is ready for consumption, a typical kasumatsu will contain thousands of these maggots.
No.
But, right. So the eggs turn into the maggots, and then they eat the cheese, right?
Yeah.
But aren't we supposed to eat the cheese? Where does the cheese go?
They you eat poop the cheese. It back out. They're like a little.
So it's recycled cheese.
Really. Yeah, they're just. It's like earthworms, where they're just cheese funnel.
So poo cheese.
It's poo cheese, maggot poo cheese.
And then you're eating it, and then you poo it, and then it's maggot and human poo cheese.
Oh, then it's a real delicacy. That's you pay even more after it's been pooped out by Chris.
Oh. I'm trying to get my modelling career off to a good start. That's not the sort of things you need to be saying.
I think you could. I think you're like a bear type. I think you could do an attitude photo shoot.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to say.
No, well, you know, you are a bit. You're a bit of a husky bear.
Hmm.
I think twinks would be into you.
Hmm. Okay. Not okay, isn't it? Let's
do
that.
How did you get here? I wasn't paying attention for a second.
I want to be a model now because of my sexy legs.
Chris is a model now. You can't be a bear model if you've got shaven legs.
No, it's a new thing. Half, it's like an androgynous bear.
Half bear, half dolphin.
Well, I wasn't expecting the dolphin, but okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm going for now.
All right, I'm going to ring the Barrel Restaurant and I'm going to ring Attitude Magazine and try and get...
What sort of thing would I do on the cover?
You said I didn't say you were going to be on the cover. Let's not go mad.
Okay. Well, we've got a medal in the middles.
You'll be in something somewhere towards the back with a telephone number printed on it, probably.
Works work.
Kasumatsu is considered by Sardinian aficionados to be unsafe to eat when the maggots in the cheese have died.
Well, now this is already ruled out as a thing people should be eating. It's like the fugu fish. I don't know. I think we talked about that. What's the point? If it's a risk you can...
Apparently it's not even that tasty.
Exactly, it's just thrill-seeking, which I'm all for, but not just for the sake of having a bit of...
We know, Mr. Breakfast KFC.
Morning chicken is fine.
You can't spell breakfast without KFC.
Exactly. Yep.
Apart from the sea. You can't spell breakfast chicken without KFC. Oh, shit. I thought I was onto something there.
I really did. I thought maybe that was a saying that they'd adopted, but no. No, that's nothing.
I think that'll be the sign when that KFC is going down the toilets if breakfast chicken starts being a thing they try and advertise.
I think chicken for breakfast could work.
But there's not many foods that you don't have at breakfast. I mean, chicken's definitely one of them.
America's definitely up for breakfast chicken.
Oh, that doesn't... They're up for anything.
No, I think it's fine, but I think you're talking roast chicken. You're not having a Zinger burger outside of KFC at 11 a.m.
In the rain.
I always worry when people start behaving like me. Oh no.
This was just one time. I'm never doing it again because it wasn't worth it.
Hang on, you went into KFC but then you ate it in your car. Why didn't you take it home at least?
I just can't be bothered driving because of the rain, so I just sat in the car.
You're going to have to drive home anyway.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the chicken.
Okay.
So, generally speaking, that you want the maggots to still be alive, allowances are made for cheese that has been refrigerated, which can kill the maggots. When the cheese is fermented enough, it is often cut into thin strips and spread on moistened Sardinian flatbread, which can be served with a strong red wine. Yeah, bloody strong. You'd want it to be served after 3 bottles of really strong red wine. Kasumatsu is believed to be an aphrodisiac by Sardinians.
Isn't it weird how think get picked up as aphrodisiacs, which are properly gross.
Yeah, it's generally the least sexy things that are considered.
Oysters.
Yeah, this is so unsexy. I'm going to need to start a rumor that this is sexy.
Chocolate though, chocolate is sexy, and chocolate
depends.
Nice.
It depends how you eat your chocolate.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I think they're talking about like some nice, maybe dark chocolate or some really fancy Belgian chocolate, not like a packet of Revels.
Not a Cadbury's cream egg in a Wonna.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I've gone wrong all these years.
And like, I remember a while ago, we went to that seafood place and our friends had that bucket of oysters. Because everybody else had plates and she had oysters and it came out in a bucket and she just was like...
Food being served in buckets, it's madness. Madness, isn't it, Chris? Absolute madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of system is that?
Yeah. I feel a bit sick.
Oh, God, it gets worse. So Kazumatsu is considered to be an aphrodisiac by the Sardinians. Because the larvae in the cheese can launch themselves for distances of up to 15 centimetres when disturbed, diners hold their hands above the sandwich to prevent the maggots from leaping.
What the fuck?
Too much work.
Don't do that with your... Eat something else. Get some Primula. Because of European Union food hygiene health regulations, the cheese was outlawed for a time and offenders faced heavy fines. However, it remained possible to acquire Kazumatsu on the black market, where it could sell for double the price of an ordinary block of pecorino cheese.
Hey, I love the black market.
Hey, mate, come into this corner. Yeah. Have you got some Kazumatsu on you? Have you got any?
No, I've got some out-of-date triangles, though.
Dairy Lee?
The Laughing Cow.
Oh, have they got any maggots in them?
I can put some in.
Okay, cool. Also, have you got any babies?
7.
I'll take them, thanks.
Also, let me just ring that up. 7. 7 babies. 4 triangles. Yeah, the black market, I don't understand.
I don't think they have registers, Chris.
Yeah, they do. Just they do. Yeah, they do. They got a register, you get a receipt. It's printed on black
purposes.
It's just printed on black.
White lettering on black paper.
Yeah.
That's where they got the name from.
Do you think the black market is a place?
Yes.
Like Camden.
Yeah. It's pretty much similar. Okay. Or like in Harry Potter when they go down that alley.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
Parallel Worlds Chess.
Ooh.
Chess on a different plane.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Okay.
This is
what we're for.
This is new to me.
Do we have any chess players in the room?
I know how to.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we should have a chess tournament.
Do you know the problem with chess? And I think this is why it's not for me. It's very boring. I think that's why I'm not going to be a grandmaster at any time.
No, I think that's more of a reason why you're not for chess, not why chess isn't for you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a certain type of person that plays chess. They're very intelligent, but very boring. I find chess really boring.
Yeah.
It is, though.
There's so much to it. That it's like any of these things, that to get really good at it, you've got to let it take over your entire life and do nothing else. And the 10,000 hours worth of practice that it takes to get sufficiently competent at it. Mm. How long till we reach 10,000 hours of podcasting?
Well, I was like just thinking that. Far off. I feel like the quality is. I don't think we're going to be experts anytime soon, even after 10,000 hours.
Yeah. I mean, you've put in your 10,000 hours of Pokemon Go now.
I have, yeah. And I still haven't caught them all.
Ah.
I've got 11 to go.
11 to go. Anyway, update there for everybody, because I'm sure everyone was interested to know. 11 more Pokemon.
But the thing is with that, there's some you can't even get. Oh, but maybe you can now.
I've got 11 to go of the ones that I can catch that are either released or, you know, within the European region.
Cool.
But I'll hopefully get some more when I'm
This
friends.
Is what I don't... I know we end up talking about this all the time, but this is...
I didn't bring it up.
Insane to me. Like, when you get them, what...
When
have you
completed do anything
it?
On a computer
Yeah, but have
game,
you completed
what?
It? Have you completed it then?
Oh, when I get all of them?
Yeah.
No, because there's new generations of Pokemon coming out. They're There's loads of stuff you can do. Fights.
I'm not going to slag it off.
It's just a computer game.
Chess.
Yeah,
it's just a game that's not for me.
The same as chess.
Like, what happens when you get to the end of a video game that you play?
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like as much of a time commitment inside and outside.
You get a colossal feeling of your whole life being for nothing is what happens. The existential dread comes in. You realise how much of your life it's taken for you to get here.
Mm. Yeah.
The end cutaway scene was nowhere near as dramatic or as exciting as you hoped it would be. The big reveal, not much of anything to write home about. And then you sulk for a bit and then go to the next one.
Yeah, but with Pokemon, at least I've been walking. I've got out in the sunshine. I've soaked up some vitamin D. I've seen a barrel restaurant.
I've seen
parts of Corby I didn't know existed.
Glamorous parts of Corby.
Well, they weren't glamorous, but they were parts. They were definitely parts.
Yeah, so, carry on. You know, like I said, I'm not slagging off. It's not for me. Same with chess.
That's fine.
But this isn't just chess we're talking about. This is Parallel Worlds chess. Parallel Worlds chess is a three-dimensional chess variant invented by R. Wayne Schmidtberger. Sorry, Wayne Schmidtberger. In the 1980s, the game space comprises three 8x8 chessboards at different levels. Each side commands two full chess armies on levels 1 and 3. And level 2 begins empty and obeys its own move rules.
What does that mean?
What?
I got it. I can understand someone that thinks, I'm so clever, I'm going to play two games of chess at the same time. Look at my brain. Fine. But that middle part, what's that? This is a game for dicks. This is a game for showy off dicks. Look at me with my free chess boards.
So it's like a tiered chess board.
Yeah, twats. Chess twats.
Wow, I feel you're angrier than you need to be.
Because I've got the feeling that anybody that wants to do this is just showing off. It's just a showing off thing. But nothing to be impressed with. It's like they probably got bullied when they did the bleep test and thought, I'm going to do free chesses.
I got bullied when we did the bleep test.
Did you decide to play free chesses?
No, I decided to play Pokemon and do a podcast.
That's fine.
They're all roots to misery.
No, they're not.
And geekery.
Being alive is just a route to misery. That's the journey that we go on. That's just the human condition. And it's all right. And we all take different routes to get there. And some people do it via three-dimensional chess.
No, it's awful. I had a little cry at my desk this week.
What?
I was just not really coping. I was just like, I'm just going to sit and have a little cry. I had a little cry. Is that normal?
No, you're an office crier.
No, it wasn't like a cry. It was just like a single tear. And then I was like, right, I'm just going to go home. And then I went home.
I feel like I'm laughing, but I also feel like that's just like a shout for help.
Oh, it's a warning sign, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
That's okay. That happens. And what's good is that you understand that that's a thing that people go through and you feel comfortable talking about it. And lots of people go through exactly the same thing but think this is some major broken thing inside that they can't possibly admit to. But yeah, this is what people do.
Hmm.
It's just a people thing.
No, well, to be honest,
a lot of the things you do aren't the type of things that other people do. But in this case, you're all right.
Hmm. To be honest, I don't know how we got onto this because we've gone from chess and I'm about to talk about antidepressants, but I stopped taking my pills, or I forgot to take my pills for 2 days running, and I thought, I've stopped taking my pills and I still feel fine. I'm just going to continue not taking these pills and then I'll be absolutely fine and everything's hunky-dory. And then I continued for another 2 days and didn't take any pills, and then I had a little cry at my desk and went home.
And took the last 5 days' pills.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep taking your pills, people.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Another day and you'd have gone on a murder rampage. That's how it works.
You know what?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I might have. Yeah.
That could have happened.
It could have happened. But instead, I went home, had a sleep, took pills.
And you didn't murder anyone?
Didn't murder anyone. I had a game of three-way chess and then went back to work the next day.
It's not called three-way chess. That's an entirely different thing.
I know. I didn't say I was playing this stupid thing that we're talking about.
Each player controls two. I'm a bit of filler, so I'm being flippant now. We've gone from your mental health to going back to Wiki Shuffle.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it is funny. I'm in a little cry at your desk.
Yeah.
People need to talk about this shit, don't they? So I'm fine. I don't care. I'm being open with about it.
That's very good.
I take a pill a day to try and sort my brain out, and it helps me. So great.
Good.
Why not say it? Why not talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about, like, my penis medication. That would be embarrassing.
Well, yeah, we leave that well out of it.
Mm.
That's,
good.
I didn't expect this chest to go there.
When an article comes up, we have expectations of what we might end up talking about. Normally barrels or some such. This has grounded us more than might be expected.
I feel bad about making fun of three-level chess people.
Well, they're probably all broken on the inside as well.
Because everybody is.
No, they're not. Some people are just fine.
No, they're not.
No, they are. They are, I swear to God.
Name one fine person.
I know at least five.
No.
Yeah, there's a few that come to mind straight away and they're just happy. And I've spoken to them about it and they're like, yeah, I don't ever really feel sad much. Like, sometimes if, like, my family member dies or if something really bad happens. But I'm like, when that happens, I tend to feel nothing. Not nothing. That sounds bad. Not nothing, but I just feel sad on the same level as I do most days anyway. It's just more of a specific sad. Mm. Normally it's just like, oh, I feel really sad and glum, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I feel nothing when I have family members die.
We don't think that. We think you kill them to try and feel something.
No, I do feel... I always feel just a sort of low-level glumness by default.
That's just the ennui of existence. When people say they don't feel that...
So most people aren't like that.
No, that must be.
No, we're just broken because we're three awful, pathetic humans.
Is that what it is? No, yeah. But I look around and I see people more broken than me.
Sure, yeah, there's people but more broken than you, but how, you know, how I many feel are like actually
one
not?
Of the, I feel like one of the less broken people.
Yeah.
And I have ups still and downs
like everyone else. I wouldn't say I was definitely the happiest person in the world because I'm not. But I don't think...
KFC for breakfast. So you're definitely not.
Yeah, but...
yeah, if that's not a cry for help.
Exactly. But, yeah, I don't feel, like, bad, but I don't feel great. I don't feel fine.
Well, then, there you go. He feels fine, Phil.
But not like super... I don't walk around with the sun always shining and...
No, you don't, but...
So I feel just fine.
Finish.
I can get by with finish.
I'd be delighted with finish. But, Phil, if you think that most people... I mean this in a nice... No, I don't mean it in a nice way. I mean it in a non-offensive way. Most people are much less broken than you are.
Maybe.
No, yeah. Definitely.
I think I get what you're saying. I think, yeah, everybody's broken to a certain extent, but I think...
I'm a particular shambles.
we're all our own particular shambles. It's like, yeah, I don't feel like
but
that.
I think
level
everybody's
of
got that.
Right, I got a tweet that just said Disco Zoo and it made me smile. So I'm fine with that. I can live, carry on my day. I don't feel down.
And we all come up with mechanisms. I was saying before we started recording the podcast, I was saying that this morning was the first time I've had any time to myself since my grandma died a week and a half ago because I've been organising the funeral and all of that, and it got me down. It was the first time that I felt like I had a time to think about it and sort of process it. And I got through it by inventing a game to play at the supermarket where I'd only buy things I'd never bought before.
Yeah.
Coping mechanisms.
Do you have any fun games you play?
What, apart from crying at my desk?
Yeah. Maybe that's the first place to start. Try a different game.
No, you know what? I'm not one of those people that tends to just have a moment to himself and then gets all sad because I start thinking about things. Generally, I just try to not ever think about things so it doesn't happen.
But then it all comes out at once.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I'm not.
The other thing that's changed my life this week is we went to see James Acaster this week.
He was very good.
He did a fantastic piece as part of his routine about the act of sulking, which was very much the high point of the routine for me. And I won't spoil it because you should just go and see him because it was fantastic.
I remember that bit.
But as a direct consequence of that, because I felt myself going into a sulk today, and all I could think about was that routine, and it made sulking near impossible. I'm hoping that may have cured me of sulking.
Because it was very accurate, wasn't it? It was an accurate description of how people sulk, because I do all the time.
It's very good.
We can't spoil any of it, but there are aspects of it that, yeah, I do that.
Yeah,
you sulk.
I do sulk.
You are the master sulker. I'm, when you go in a sulk, it's like, oh, fuck.
And I know, I do
and
it
we
for
all
those
line
reasons.
Each other up and like, oh,
I do
Chris,
it for those reasons.
Chris
I want that.
Again.
I've done that response. I want the that response. I don't realise, but that is why I'm doing it. There's no other reason for sulking.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'll admit that. That's one of my coping mechanisms. It's annoying, but I do it.
It is annoying.
Yeah. I know, it's annoying to you especially.
Oh,
I do it the worst of you. You get a super sulk.
I really do. You have went into some mega sulks with me.
But then at the same time...
No, I probably deserved it, to some extent.
Your anxious thing, I worry about everything. I'm always anxious, but I don't let it build up. I just worry about it.
Okay.
So I just let it all out. All out. And then Disco Zoo comes up and I'm smart about that.
Yeah,
don't
smiling.
Try not to bottle, I think, is the rule. My rule.
I don't think I bottle things up. It just is. It just kind of is. And it depends day to day. Some days I can get up and be fine. Other days I'll be like, fuck you, I ain't walking to the shops. Get absolutely
don't,
fucked.
Don't speak to your mum like that.
You know what I mean? You just don't want to leave the house. Is this good? Is this normal?
Yeah, it is normal. Yeah. That's
no, it's
point.
Normal
it
for
is...
us because we're broken. If you looked at any of us, like an outsider looked at us, they'd think, right, they're overweight, they're unshaven, they've probably got a podcast, they're a state. Those three have problems.
God, they're living vicariously through.
Yeah, sometimes you're just a dick, though.
Why?
You just are. You've got this thing where you like to drag other people down as well. And I am that. No.
In what way?
Just being mean.
That's not mean.
It's mean.
You are unshaven.
Yeah, because I haven't had a shave. That's what unshaven is.
Yeah, I'm aware of what it is. You are the definition of unshaven.
I think the point Jack's making is that there are some people who will go about and every day they will have a shave and every day they will dress up smart and every day they will go to the gym and then they will kiss their children goodnight and they will live. They just channel their brokenness in different ways.
Because I think people are... Oh, hey, look, I'm putting all parents in the broken category.
Well,
you have to be broken to do that to yourself.
I think this is your problem.
Okay,
right,
here we go.
Honestly, that's what I think it is.
Is this because I called you overweight?
No, it's
you're not.
You
spelt.
No, what I'm saying is,
Phil's,
when you
Phil's girlfriend
when you
called
feel,
us overweight the other night.
Yeah, no, she said we couldn't fit in those seats. She's fine. But what I'm saying is, when you feel down about something, you're just angry. You just get angry.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You just get angry and mean. And it's not healthy.
I'm not angry right now, I'm fine.
You are angry.
All right, he's really taken the overweight comment badly. He was fine before.
No,
that.
It's just I don't think you should be so mean.
Phil,
that's why
Phil, he's getting into a sulk.
I'm going into a sulk, and the cycle continues.
Right, so we haven't mended any of us during this chat, so it's been a bit of a waste of time.
It's almost as if therapy doesn't work.
I don't think this sort of group therapy works.
We never do this on the podcast. This is,
imagine that. Yeah, that's why there's usually a chair in group therapy, so we don't all just go in, you're a dick.
None of us did that apart
just
from
me.
You.
That's,
just
that's
you.
My thing.
That is your thing, yeah. Yeah, you can't cope with...
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your problem. Maybe that's why you're broken.
Maybe. Well, now you're going to Asia.
So the problem solved for you. I'll still be sad in Asia, just like I was in Europe. Probably more so because they don't have McDonald's readily available.
Yes, they do.
Well, they do actually, but I don't have a car, so I can't just go to McDonald's, which actually will probably help my mood because I love eating less McDonald's
and more,
hey,
and
maybe
more
I will
chicken
be
feet.
More chicken feet, yeah.
They definitely have chicken for breakfast.
Fine, if that's the way. When in Rome, but when in Market Harborough, don't have a KFC for breakfast.
Okay.
You are in Corby, okay, but Mark Albrecht.
They were
it's a different
apart.
Place.
All the people in their suits and ties. Yeah.
And yet, baby chickens, unborn, that's the most breakfasty thing you can have. Sorry, just hadn't made put two and two together with the connection between chickens and eggs until that moment.
Oh.
Do you ever eat chicken and eggs together? People don't, do they?
No.
Because somehow it's weird, but I think it would taste fine.
You get chicken and mayonnaise together, don't you?
Yeah, but
yeah, you'd
different.
Never put chicken in an omelette. That would be weird.
I'm sure you could. So. It doesn't sound weird. I've never had it, but it doesn't sound like it would be a weird thing to do. Having a chicken omelette.
We're flip-flopping today, aren't we? We are a flipping and a flopping all over the place.
We're talking about three-way chess.
We are. Do you remember? It's not even a long
I feel like
article.
We've been on a bit of a journey.
We've only done two sentences of this article, and it really is very short.
It's a good article, though. That prompted quite a discussion.
It wasn't was not what I was expecting.
Not what anybody was expecting. I'm going to very quickly run through the rules of three-way chess. Not even what it's called. Parallel worlds chess. On each turn, a player may move up to three of his men. On the first turn, however, White may move no more than two men. Each man moved can move only once in the turn. The only stipulation is that none of these moves may end on the same level. They may begin on the same level, however. All men except kings can move straight up or down one level to an empty square. Thus, captures are not permitted when moving to a new level. On levels 1 and 3, moves, captures and pawn promotions follow the same rules as standard chess. Special rules apply on level 2.
I've gone. You've lost me.
On level 2, all men move as chess queens. Captures are not permitted. A pawn that moves to the last rank does not promote. If a pawn on level 2 moves to the player's last rank on levels 1 or 3, it immediately promotes. If a pawn on level 2 moves to the player's first rank on levels 1 or 3, on that level it can only move one step to the second rank. Once on the second rank, it regains its normal two-step option.
I find chess to be quite a difficult game as it is. And
yeah.
Although it sounds good if you know chess well. Yeah, that just sounds like too much for me.
It's more than it needs. I think if we've proven anything about chess is its longevity with the rules as they stand. It's been around for quite a while and people are still quite into it.
Chess isn't broken.
Probably let that
go.
So
why fix it?
Yeah. That said, as a child, I once did devise an improvement of the game Monopoly,
mm-hmm.
whereby I'd got the game Monopoly...
Yeah.
And I'd got the game Hotels. Are you familiar with the game Hotels?
No.
It's kind of a rip-off of Monopoly, really, but a bit fancier.
Uh-huh.
And I worked out that if you put the two boards next to each other, you could sort of intercept the go square with the go square of the others, and you could go around it like a figure of eight.
Perhaps.
And play both games at once. So I've already done this.
And did you play this with any friends, or were you just playing Monopoly and Hotels on your own? It was on your own, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was really on my own. I used to play Monopoly against myself.
Yeah, I used to as well.
I'd forgotten that I used to play Monopoly against myself.
I used to set up four players and just move around the board and play myself.
No, never done that.
This
is how we're broken and how you're not broken.
How did it work?
You'd just take it in turns, you'd play all of the characters.
Yeah. But you'd give them all a little character of themselves. Like, you'd be like, right, this is... me, and then there's one that's like my friend.
Well, you
Lee.
Base it on what character it was
and then
being.
One
so
my
the
friend
little
Matthew.
Dog would be a bit scruffy and a bit sort of fast nosed, whereas the person that was the ship would be, you know, more big spendery. So
then,
you'd give them character traits, you'd devise a narrative for this. At least I would.
Wow.
We gotta devise a narrative.
Otherwise,
it's very
yeah,
creative.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's good. anything else to add?
No, I was just.
We are well-rounded individuals.
Yeah.
We don't have any problems. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Thank you for listening to episode 95 of Wiki Shuffle. We're going to play our Wiki Shuffle game, our Wikipedia game. That we did last week. This time it's Chris's turn to host.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner between me and Phil will get to choose an article for the 100th episode. Last week saw Phil win, right?
Yeah!
So Phil's choosing the first article for our bumper 100th episode.
I suppose I'd think about that, hadn't I?
Yeah. Get thinking. So Chris, I'll hand over to you.
And it's best of three, isn't it?
Best of three.
So, and I've chosen things which are not necessarily an article we've done before, but things you'll know are maybe related to something that we've done in the past.
Okay.
So there'll be no... It's not like I'm going to pick some obscure character from Sonic the Hedgehog or something. You'll be fine. You'll get it.
Damn it.
Okay. Number one.
Hang on. What are the rules? Phil, can you talk about the rules? I'm rubbish at articulating stuff.
So the way this works is Chris is going to read the underlined links from a Wikipedia article in an order of his choosing,
mm-hmm.
and just from those links that link out of the article, we're going to try and guess what the article is. We'll try and just be respectful about whose turn it is, and it works best when it's a bit of a free-for-all, to be honest, as long as we both let each other speak.
Yeah.
That's fine, so yeah.
It's like question time.
No, because we're going to be respectful.
Yeah, and none of us are rancid garbage people.
Okay. So, Article number one. Mm-hmm. Grange Hill.
I was going to do Grange Hill as one of my things.
Oh, wow.
I was honestly, when it came to me selecting for my next week, I was going to choose Grange Hill.
Sorry.
Oh, I still can.
This isn't Grange Hill.
Okay.
UK singles chart. Elton John. Eurovision Song Contest.
Blue.
2006, no.
Terry Wogan.
Nope. Ronan Keating. Danny Dyer. Heart Full of Soul.
Andy Abraham.
Blood Brothers.
Daz Sampson.
Never Mind the Buzzcocks.
Jason Donovan.
I will say, you have been remarkably close with one of the things you said. It's just you were out. By saying,
I can't remember any of the things we said.
You're in the right vein. At one point, you seem to have veered off a bit into the past. Bring it back. Not bring it all back like S Club 7. That wasn't a reference. It's nothing to do with
yeah, but I can't remember any of the things I've guessed so far. Literally none of them.
I can't help
Can
you
I
with
listen
that.
Back? Can I listen back well, to what well, we've recorded already?
No.
Okay.
Total Wipeout. Represented the United Kingdom. 2011 Eurovision Song Contest.
Blue.
I Can.
Graham Norton.
Roulette.
Oh, I Can. Oh, my God.
Liberty X.
Oh.
Atomic Kitten. Jack, you can get this.
I know I can. That's why it's...
Five.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to have to go through some other ones now. This is going to... Right, because you're there, I'm going to start reading out some names, and then you're just going to get it. Duncan James.
Anthony Costa.
There you go.
From Blue. Oh, God.
You were there. I thought you just had
I know,
it.
No, and I Can is the name of the song. In yeah. And I just couldn't remember his name. I couldn't remember anyone from Blue's name.
Yeah, if you'd have asked me, if the game we were playing was name some people from Blue, I wasn't going to be able to help you.
Okay.
Right. Oh, man, that was tough.
Mm. Good. Good work, though. Okay, thanks. Article number two. Phil, you might be able to get this one.
Okay.
Have you engineered this so it would be 1-1 for a decider?
Communist rule.
North Korea.
Judaism. Islam. Eastern Orthodox Church. Contraception. Ordination of women.
The Pope.
Mother Teresa.
Universal call to holiness.
Pope John Paul II.
Yes.
Yeah!
The decider.
Okay.
Okay.
But the second week in a row, it comes down to a decider. How exciting.
Okay. Convenience. United Kingdom.
Spa.
Symbol group. No. Franchise.
Londis.
Happy Shopper.
Yes! Oh, Londis!
I was thinking it was Spa that we were sponsored by. I knew that's the one I had pictured, the bloody flag.
Are we sponsored by Londis?
We're sponsored by Londis.
Oh, great.
We don't know. But...
Yeah,
great. Oh, I get to choose an article for the 100th episode. That's wonderful news.
I bet you got it. I just got Spa and Londis mixed up as well.
Next week is your turn, Phil.
Yeah. Grange Hill. I'm just going to do Grange Hill 3 times. Keep it quick.
Right, so all of our business.
All the businesses have been dealt with.
Okay. Well, I hope you've enjoyed your journey through maggots,
depression.
Barrels, depression.
Let's close up shop.
Cheese and chess.
Yeah, we did actually do some chess, didn't we? Very little bit. Yeah.
And we'll be back next week. Until then.
I was about to say bye, but it was too early.
So you compensated with a little rap.
I thought you were doing the end of EastEnders, like a doom, 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 doom.
No.
Is that or is that Brookside?
No, that's Brookside. EastEnders is doom, doom, doom. Oh no, what is it?
I just think of Brookside.
Doesn't
matter,
it's better,
doesn't it? Matter. All right, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.